You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. Donald Trump pressures Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky to strike a deal with Russia. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce will not contest his seat at the next election. And in cricket, Tasmania claim a three-run victory over Western Australia in Sheffield Shield clash. Let's go overseas first up, and the US President Donald Trump has urged Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make a deal with Vladimir Putin and consider giving a large swathe of Ukrainian land. As recently as last month, Mr. Trump said he believed Ukraine could take back all its territory, but now one day after agreeing to meet Russian President Vladimir Putin for a new summit, the American has changed his tune. He says Ukraine and Russia must stop the fighting and come to an immediate compromise.
We had a very good meeting, very cordial meeting. In my opinion, they should stop the war immediately. You go by the battle line, wherever it is, otherwise it's too complicated. You'll never be able to figure it out. You stop at the battle line, and both sides should go home, go to their families, stop the killing, and that should be it. Stop right now at the battle line. I told that to President Zelensky. I told it to President Putin. Thank you very much, everybody.
Mr. Trump also shot down Mr. Zelensky's hopes of receiving additional long-range weapons from the US, saying America does not want any further escalation of the conflict. The Albanese government has pitched Australia as an island of opportunity in a sea of global economic uncertainty to some of the world's top investors. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has visited the New York Stock Exchange to promote more investment in areas such as critical minerals as global trade instability continues to cause major fluctuations across markets. He says he's met with investors who represent $25 trillion of funds and has a simple message.
Australia is an island of reliability and opportunity in a sea of global economic uncertainty and risk. We have so much of what the world needs. We are a very attractive destination as investors around the world consider the best place to invest their capital.
A bakery in the Gazan city of Deir al-Balah has come back to life, making some 300,000 pita loaves a day after aid has started reaching the famine-ravaged area. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has released footage showing a steady production line of pita at one of their nine World Food Programme bakeries. UN Humanitarian Chief Tom Fletcher says they want a further 30 bakeries open to help end starvation in Gaza.
They are now pumping out 300,000 pieces of bread every single day, and that's because we can now get the flour, the sugar, the yeast in, but also importantly, the fuel that actually motors these machines. And it just demonstrates that when a ceasefire holds, we can really quickly rebuild. We can get the food production working again. And this is going to head off the starvation that we've seen.
Although this bakery in Deir al-Balah is running thanks to aid that has come in, the UN says its convoys are struggling to reach famine-hit areas of North Gaza due to war-damaged roads and Israel's continued closure of key aid routes. Around 560 metric tons of food has entered the Gaza Strip per day on average since the fragile ceasefire began, but the UN says this is still well below the scale of need. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has announced he'll not compete for his seat of New England at the next election. In a statement, the MP says his relationship with the Nationals leadership has irreparably broken down, forcing him to step away from the party he led for several years. He claims he had been sidelined by the party and he could not abide by the party's earlier support for net zero carbon emissions. Mr. Joyce says he will serve out the rest of his term but will be considering his next steps from here, with rumours he may be considering a run in the Senate for One Nation. In cricket, Tasmania have pulled off one of the tightest wins in Sheffield Shield history, taking two late wickets to claim a remarkable three-run victory over Western Australia. On a brief but thrilling final morning in Hobart, Western Australia got the margin down to within 7 runs of their target of 259 with 2 wickets in hand. But after appearing as if he would be the hero for the visitors, left-hander Joel Curtis got bowled out for an LBW by Riley Meredith. Jackson Bird then bowled Liam Haskett out with an LBW, ending Western Australia's chase to have them all out for 255, just 4 runs short. Tasmania's win is the 5th closest in the Shield's 134-season history in terms of runs. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Check out our suite of podcasts. They include SBS On The Money and Weekend One-on-One. And you can find those podcasts and much more wherever you listen to your audio.